Ah, yes.
I know what that means.
It can only mean that there's a royal wedding afoot, yes. By the end of this month, Prince William and Kate Middleton will be hitched. Westminster Abbey, London, the whole scene. It's a chance to look at one of the most venerable institutions of all of civilization, the British monarchy. And here to do that is Paddy O'Connell, host of the BBC Radio 4's Sunday Morning News program. Paddy, on this sober occasion, it's great to be with you.
John, you know, that's actually me playing the organ, you know.
That's beautiful. I think it's great. They couldn't afford anyone to actually play the organ. Is that what you're saying?
Let me just take my hands from the keys, these ancient keys, these enormous pedals at this time of great pomp in our country.
Well, I think it's fair to say, and we'll get into some of the sort of names and dates here on these families that are coming together, but that the British monarchy itself couldn't be more healthy, and that's best evidenced by listening to the voice of this woman here.
We've got plates at different sizes, and we've got a larger 10-inch plate, a 7-inch plate, and a 5-inch plate. And we have bells, mugs, key rings. We have buntings, tea towels, pens, lighters. It is selling very, very well, and we're very happy.
Now, most monarchies would be happy with just a 10-inch plate, but you've got the 10, the 7, the 5, you've got the bells, mugs, key rings, buntings, and tea towels. I mean, you're doing all right over there in Britain.
Well, I can see what you're doing, John. You're saying that is this wedding all about the schlock? To which I say no. This is about the constitution of this country, which is unwritten, unlike yours. And yes, it's a big moment, and there will be knockers. There will be people who don't like the event, but there will be thousands camping out to get a view of the prince.
Knockers mean something else in America, Patty.
Critics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much here in the United States. But, Patty, what is this? What is the explanation for the popularity of this wedding? Is it just a sense of relief from the dreariness of the world? My theory is that this is the beginning of forget the Windsors and the Tudors. This is the beginning of the Spencer line there in Buckingham Palace, and everyone's interested in that.
Well, let's take the first part of what you say. I agree. Look, there's a nuclear catastrophe in Japan. There's war in Libya, war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq. Then there is economic crisis and meltdown in Ireland, Portugal, Greece and beyond. Our own country is in hock up to the eyeballs. Your country doesn't have any money. It's all owned by the Chinese. Along comes a basic wedding. And some people think, thank goodness for that. Because, you know, there's a lot of prices being put on this. Some people say billions of dollars will be lost in business days taken off. And other people say, get over yourself. It's two young people marrying. What a relief.
Well, it's not really a basic wedding there, though, Paddy O'Connell. Paddy O'Connell's host of the BBC Radio 4's Sunday Morning News program. I mean, I know that in the United States, there was a lot of criticism for the Obamas for taking a vacation and how much they spent on their dinners. There's still a lot of people in Britain who are suffering from the economic meltdown that are still unemployed. Is it a problem, any amount of money that's spent on this wedding? Does that become a source of criticism?
Well, let's first go back to the history. When the Queen got married in 1947 to Philip, British people were on ration coupons. They could not buy food without a ticket allowing them to. It was a bleak, bleak time. It was a horribly cold winter. We'd just emerged from war, which ravaged the country and ravaged the continent. And, of course, Americans of the greatest generation know very well what we're talking about.
Well, they certainly redeemed that with Charles and Diana.
Well, when they got married, the Queen and Philip, it was a great glamorous moment. Now, Charles and Diana married, just their marriage was announced just as unemployment hit a record 3 million.
There's often
been times in history when these weddings come along and they sort of provide a bit of variation and distraction. But I'm absolutely clear about it. There are critics here as well. I mean, for instance, in America, where you never have any vacation at all, in this month alone, because of Easter and the days off for the wedding, Britain will be open for business, really, on only 3 days between April the 22nd and May the 2nd, but it's because of Easter and the wedding.
And if we don't notice that you're absent for the entire month, what will that say? Boy. Paddy O'Connell, before we go...
You going?
I think there's an exciting quality to the sort of carrying on of Diana's spirit in her son, Prince William. But I also wonder if this wedding turns out to be like any other celebrity wedding, if the people in the UK will finally go, you know, what is this monarchy?
Yes. I mean, celebrity weddings make most of us sick.
Right.
And that's partly because it's all up for sale. You can have a picture if you pay. It'll get in the right newspaper. The happy bride can appear on the right TV show. It's all a fix. Now, the big difference here is that the public owner piece of this, he probably does not want to walk up and down the street for an hour and a half, but he's got to do that. He's got to go on the balcony. He's got to put on a public display with his new bride. And I think, as you hint, if you know who his mother was, he's not looking to hang around in front of the TV cameras and the photographers. He's doing this because it's his job. And that's perhaps the biggest difference, John, when you strip it all away.
There's worse jobs. You know, I don't think it's just that the celebrity weddings make us sick for those reasons, Patty, but we also remember the huge romanticism and expenditure on Prince Charles and Lady Di's wedding, and that ended in a breakup.
Yes, and then in reply, remember, many weddings in the UK end up in breakup. The monarchy really reflects what's happened in our country, which is big social change. People used to get hitched and stay hitched. Now there's a very good chance you're going to end up in the ditch. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a spark of romance about this family, about we know a great deal about. And as John said earlier, at these frankly most miserable times, for goodness sake, something comes along that looks a bit different.
And someday you can only hope that a member of the royal family will actually be a dentist. So, Paddy O'Connell, thanks so much. The man looks brilliant in a crown, unlike most of the people at our partner, the BBC. He's the host of the BBC Radio 4's Sunday Morning News program. Paddy, I hope you get good seats.
Thanks for having me, John and Celeste.
If you have something to say about the expensive weddings, celebrity weddings, or thoughts of your own about the royal wedding, give us a call at 877-8 My Take. And if you missed the conversation about taxes, this is tax day after all, head over to our website. We have a link there to whatwepayfor.com. It visualizes exactly where your money goes, and we want to get your reaction to the breakout. Check
and
out the link.
You can go get it, actually. It shows you where your money goes, so then it has an address.
No,
for you
can't
to go,
go and
can't.
Collect it.
Wouldn't
That's at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
The internet is useless. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.